The next poem is very sentimental for me. When I was young, I used to spend the summers in Western Massachusetts in an old house that my grandfather owned. And they would take me up this little tiny mountain called Sugarloaf. And you could stand at the top on this piece of concrete and look down over the Connecticut River Valley where they grew tobacco. And all the nets were spread out in different colors. They were browns and whites and darker browns and lighter whites, and they just went on and on and on. It was very strange. And of course there were all the little cars and the little people. It was very thrilling for me when I was young to be bigger than all those things. And this is about going back there. And the incident in the middle of the poem is true. It's called Above the Tobacco Fields of South Deerfield, Massachusetts, and it's dedicated to the Orleans, who know that area. This is only a small mountain under the breathy pines, but below us, the spellbinding nets heave above the tobacco, creamy shades trailing the dark borders of trees and water. From here, the gauze seems a fog, cheating my sense of solid ground, but attractive, like a soft conclusion of sleep. Since I was young, I've been transfixed by looking down on this mysterious shuddering across the valley. I think it's always to find the helplessness of distance, exaggerating my frailty, as protected as the life of the green wrapper leaves that later, this summer, will hang in airy barns and dry to tough brown papers. Beyond this clearing, the state beauty queen lost her footing and fell to the stumpy field near the river, her skirt and upflung arms sparking like bridal flowers. She landed far beyond the outstretched hands. She must have believed in reaching the nets and sliding down that moth-colored map all the way to the sea. And this is just another summer picnic, as boring as that girl's valley tour, hours of too much tasting and repeated phrases. I let the strawberries roll into the dirt and looked back down to the clouded margins of the river, where I could wind myself through passages of broad young leaves, as hopeless of change as a bitter taste, but pleased all the same by the milky cloth ceiling that extends the comfort of evening and a summer breeze, another day taken in like a dream. Thank you.